Welcome to the Braxton Family Values After Show. Tamar is back in the building, and so is Tawanda and Trina. You don't want to miss this episode. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
She was twerking last week. This is time to twerk.
Bam.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
What? Is this the twerk team?
This is twerk team.
Welcome, you guys, to the Braxton Family Values. I am your boy, Jay Lamar, and I'm joined by the amazing...
Yes, Tyler Tyson.
Yes, and...
Imani J.
Yes, so tonight's episode was crazy. You know, we got lunch with Tony, Trina, and Tawanda. The conclusion of the Black Cowboy and Cowgirls excursion. Tamar and Tawanda finally meet, and we have so much more. So what did you guys think about this episode?
It was awesome. It was a little random because they kept going back and forth between the cowboy situation and then, you know, the actual Braxtons. So other than that, though, it was cool.
Yeah. It was a little frustrating at times for me just seeing the sisters kind of bashing Tracy and putting her in a bad light after she has had this moment of good light. So that was a little frustrating because they're just like, no, it was really her.
I feel like I was watching two separate shows.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like it was like they were mixing two separate shows. You had the boys and girls trip to the Black Ranch, and then you had like the family issues. So it was like jumping back and forth. I was kind of confused with. I wish they would have concluded the ranch trip on the last episode.
Right.
Yeah.
And this episode had been nothing about everybody kind of coming back onto the show.
Yeah, because it was kind of pointless.
It was kind of pointless. Like, I didn't see... It was some funny moments, but I didn't see a point in actually, like, putting that in, like, this week's episode.
Yeah, I could see that. It should have been cut short, especially with... Tiffany and
Flavor Flav.
It was trying. As I said last week, it was just very trying. So they could have just cut that short and put the sisters for this one.
For all the sisters. So the episode started off with the girls going to lunch. So we had Tony, Trina, and Tawanda.
Yes.
All meeting back up.
Yes.
Yeah.
All agreeing, I guess, to tape now. So how did y'all feel about that?
You can go first.
It's just like, okay, so at this point, I just feel like you guys might as well just make up because you have, you know, destroyed this sisterly, like the friendship between you guys over your sister still getting her coins.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but now you guys are back, so it must not be that big of a deal.
You know, the common thread from all of them was if she had just said, yo, I really need to do this. I can't afford to sit this one out, that they would be cool. Mm-hmm. But then I also, when they were having the lunch, Trina, she seemed to like soften up once she got around Tony. She was like, well, you know, I understand she had to do what she had to do. But, you know, Tawanda was still like, forget her. And like, she was still on.
This was a new person. Like this, these past two episodes have been a new personality for Tawanda.
Yes.
Now, before they went to lunch, remember, Tony actually met with Miss Evelyn. And it was actually interesting to hear Miss E say that she stayed out of the drama.
Right.
Even though they say that she also, too, did not want to take part in filming because the girls were, you know, boycotting, and so was she. But it was interesting for her to say, because of her health and everything like that, that she did not want to take part in the sister drama.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little, I guess, taken back from that, but then also felt bad. Like, dang, y'all causing y'all mama to have, like, health issues because y'all can't get along.
Yeah.
And then when it was finally time for them, I guess, to have that lunch, I too felt like Tawanda was in that mode. Like, I don't feel like them.
I'm not bending. Yeah.
You know, and Trina did say something that I didn't know. I didn't know that Tracy said to them, basically, that she wasn't. She, like, was riding with them.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And that's what I was going to allude to. Like, if they had this conversation and Trina was in on it and it was a phone call and she was like, yeah, we're going to boycott. And then she reneged on that. Then 100% Tracy was wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was kind of confused because I'm like, well, Tracy, you had the opportunity to tell your sisters, hey, at this point, I am going to film. Because she had all this in her confession. Remember, she was like, you know, I feel like it's my story. A story needs to be told from my perspective and all that.
Yeah.
You had that opportunity and... You could have told your sister.
Well, maybe they've been, like, not trying to hear it because obviously they keep reinforcing that they don't talk about their problems off camera and that they just kind of leave it at that until the cameras are rolling. So maybe she just really didn't have that chance. So maybe we'll see.
But then also remember the last after show I talked about how it was always everybody else and then Tracy.
Yeah.
She's always the outcast. I hate to add to it, mm-hmm. but it's like when you not only are you the outcast, but you also the brokest one. I'm just saying, not these are facts, people. You can look it up yourself. When you're the brokest one, it's like...
She paid now? What are you talking about? She got money.
Not compared to Tony, not compared to Trina or Tamar. And now that Tawanda's working and doing... Probably not even to Tawanda. So then on top of that, you're going to add, y'all, I really need to work because I ain't got the money. Like, come on. That's one more thing to be like, dang, Tracy. Well,
I mean, she's the outcast sister. And it doesn't... Even though to me, she's the only one that I think can fight. In real life, in the street. I don't think that she has a backbone when it comes to her sisters.
She doesn't.
No.
She doesn't.
It seems like she has a backbone like...
In the confessional.
Yeah, in the confessional, but with like outside people. Uh-huh. But it doesn't seem like she has a backbone with her sister. So I could see her being on the phone like... Probably not agreeing that she's going to boycott with them, but just saying, okay.
Just to fall in with them.
Yeah, just to fall in. And then when it came time to it, I'm not doing that. Behind their back. Mm-hmm. So I do understand, like, their concern, like, because Trina even said it, like, all she had to do was say, I'm doing this for me. And we would have been understanding to that. Yeah. But she didn't.
Do you think they would have been understanding?
Probably. Absolutely.
I don't know.
I think some of them would.
Oh, not all of them.
Yeah.
I think Trina seems like the most.
Trina would have been the only one to be like, okay, cool.
I mean, and Tony said she stayed out of it.
She went there.
I think Trina would have. I think Tawanda... seems like the one that's like, it's either all or nothing. Either we all do it or we all don't do it.
Yeah.
Trina seems like that passive sister. Like, whatever you want to do, like, it's best for you.
Right.
And Tracy, I don't want to say Tracy seems like the sneaky sister. Like I said before, I just don't feel like she has a backbone and truly wants to speak up for herself.
And Tamar.
Yeah.
Because see, you didn't even acknowledge Tamar.
We all know Tamar going to do what she want to do.
She would have popped all the way.
And I'm very interested as to, and we'll talk about this later, what brought her back to the table. Mm-hmm. Like, what did they offer her to bring her back to the table? Because at the first part of the season, remember, she filmed like once or twice.
Yeah.
April, mm-hmm. May, and June, she filmed once or twice. Mm-hmm. And now she's like filming. And do y'all realize, like, this stuff is like, these recordings are like 2 weeks old. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very new.
It's new. It's new. Yeah.
And this is very much so like they just got back to filming. Mm-hmm. So, like, this material is, like, very new.
Yeah.
So, you don't think that this probably would have just made a show, made a story? Like, this whole rundown with the sisters and the walking off. Like, could this just possibly be just for the show? Yeah, just
no, because they seem too real, like, broken. Their bond seems broken.
And then, I mean, Ayala is stepping in, so I kind of...
You think it's for TV? I don't think it's for TV.
This is what I was going to say. I have a friend who I haven't spoken to in a very long time.
Is this a man on the curb, too?
Well, I don't know. He might not be on the curb. He's in the car with the Braxtons.
Oh,
I got that. In the car with the Braxtons.
He's very closely affiliated because I don't want them to see it and be like, oh, you telling our business. But some of the stuff that has happened on the show, he's been like, no, that's them. That's exactly it. It's not for TV. It's not fake. Like, that is them. When they really are mad at each other and not speaking to each other, they really aren't speaking to each other.
It don't seem scripted at all.
Yeah.
Like, their drama does not seem scripted. It's like real life.
But I think that's why we like it, though, because it actually is still a reality show. You know, I'm sure we've all worked on reality shows where... Mm-hmm. They don't tell you what to say,
but they push you
in that direction. They'll text you and say, hey, why don't you ask about so-and-so? And you're like, I would never say this in real life. So,
yeah, that's true. That's
I don't think they do that on that show.
Yeah, and then I guess that's the beautiful part as well, because all families go through their drama, and I'm sure we're going to see them reconnect and get it together.
I would say, I will see. I guess we'll talk about that during the predictions. We'll see. We'll see.
To get my prediction ready. I wasn't ready last
time. Oh, yeah. You got time.
But you know what? I want to go back to the mother because you mentioned, like, her health, which she did. I still don't understand why she wouldn't have showed up to the christening, though.
Well,
because
remember they said
it kind of seemed
invited.
Like she still took a side.
And I guess we
she's
can
saying
talk.
She wasn't taking sides, but it was clear that she did.
During the lunch conversation, I guess that was the biggest topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why didn't Tracy invite everybody to the Chris thing. Like I said last week, I thought that Miss E was there. Mm-hmm. She just didn't film. Mm-hmm.
But so, she wasn't there.
But to find out that she completely was, that nobody was there, because even their brother wasn't there either. Right.
Mm-hmm. But they said that she didn't invite them. They said that Tracy did not invite. Because remember, Tony was like, you know, I'm on Tracy's side for the most part, but for her not to invite mom, like, you got to invite
mom. Yeah, I don't think that was right. And even, you know, Tawanda was saying that she was Tracy's son's godmother. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they didn't invite, at least invite her. I think that kind of hurt. I think Tawanda's feelings are hurt.
Oh, that she should be.
Because I don't think that she, like they said before, certain sisters said certain things. Like, we know that Tamar probably said the stuff to Tracy to hurt her feelings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think Tawanda feels like she is kind of being reprimanded for those things, and she never said them.
Yeah. Because
It seems like Tawanda's like, has this vendetta against Tracy, this anger towards Tracy, because Tracy shut her out, and she don't like she should have been shut out.
Do you think if y'all were in this situation and you were arguing with one of your siblings, I don't have siblings, would you still invite them to, like, if y'all were having, like, business issues, would you still invite them to, like, a family function?
I would, because
even if y'all aren't
talking.
For
my children, mm-hmm. I would. Because if my children have a rapport with their uncles, you know, I have all brothers, if they have a rapport with their uncles, I don't want to break that rapport. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I would invite them, or tell my children, you know, go call your uncle, invite your uncle.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't talked to him this week.
But if they're not old enough.
Oh, then I would have my assistant do it.
That's a good one. See, it's tricky for me because I can be very stubborn, and my sister is very stubborn as well. Like, mm-hmm. we do not talk. So I couldn't imagine inviting her to anything right now.
Have you ever been that mad that you didn't talk to your sibling?
Oh, mm-mm. Yes, plenty of times.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, I have cousins and whatnot, and there are some that, you know, just because you know how families are, I don't talk to them. And if I'm mad at them, then, you know, I never speak to them. But, I mean, like, at a function. But if it's, I'm not going to call you, but I'll say, hey, this is what's going on.
I think that guys handle their drama and beef differently than girls.
Because I can be right there in the room with you and you don't even exist.
Yeah, all that's
Or me. Like, if me and my brothers and my cousins, like, we were all kind of raised together. There's like 7 of us. And if we ever had any type of issue, it would be like, okay, we wouldn't speak for like a day. Mm-hmm. And the next day call, like, what you doing? And that was like the way of apologizing if it was your fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you doing? You know what I'm saying?
You want to go to the store with me?
Right, you want to go to the store with me? You want to walk to the store? So that was our way of apologizing. So even like, in our older ages, like, it's the same thing. If, like, we don't speak about something and just call the next day, it's like, we family no matter what. So we don't let nothing come in between that.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay.
But, yeah. You have to marry somebody with siblings.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
He's the relationship guru. I mean, okay. Yeah. Take that back.
Well, I mean, in my past, I mean, last show we talked about all my exes. Well, not all of them, but I've been in a relationship where one was number 7 of 14.
Wow. Yeah, you need that.
One was number 2 of 4. Like, so, I mean, I usually date.
Wow. Yeah.
Big, one was 2 of 11. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because big families have little dramas like they have on the Braxtons. Like,
mm-hmm. My family's small. We don't have drama.
You don't have drama. Yeah.
Everybody's real even tempered. And
that is wonderful.
It's wonderful. It's everything is I love you and, peaches and cream.
All right. Well, my family like that, too.
Ribs and barbecue. Collard greens and cornbread.
Ooh. So, do y'all think y'all would have felt some type of way if your sibling didn't invite you to their grandchild's, you know, christening?
I would have been pissed.
I think I still would have been upset because that's like, me and my sister, we don't have children. So that would be like a big thing. Like, dang, I'm not going to see little Tay-Tay.
Little Tay-Tay.
Get the blessing from God.
Like, how are you going to keep that from me?
How are you going to keep that from me? Like, that's only one time. We don't have to do it again.
I'll be hurt too. And so, okay, let's switch kind of scenes as we did throughout the episode. Back to the ranch.
We're just going to do the same.
We're going to do the same thing. We're going to transition to the ranch.
Wow, S-E.
Y'all didn't even peep my little flannel. I was trying to match with the little, I didn't have my little bandana.
I
didn't.
I feel some type of way. Because we talked earlier. Why didn't you say, hey, y'all, let's all wear flannels?
I didn't know that's what you were attempting
to
do.
Last minute. My bad.
Yeah, I thought you were giving Justin Bieber. I did not know you were giving,
you know
Dolly
Parton. Are you coming
Carton.
For my bangs or what? Because I'm going to just swoop them to the side.
Swoop. Come on, Donald, and swoop.
That is a Donald Trump swoop.
That's a swoop. You're not Justin Bieber.
Dang,
you are
Donald.
You are Donald.
You know what? That's love. just
speaking of Lowe, let's go back to the ranch. So, so the ranch, I mean, pretty much this portion of the episode was just very, very dry.
Random.
It was just random moments. You know, what? Tiffany's still upset that Flavor Flav is not acknowledging their relationship on television the way that she wants him to. Phaedra Parks looked absolutely great. She had on a similar outfit to yours. You know, Kim Fields is funny as hell, but Kim Whitley is funny as heck, but that was it. There was nothing else like to really rant rave about. Like,
Phaedra tried to cry, like, she tried to get sentimental at one point in the show, and I was like, Phaedra, wait, there's nothing going on.
Why did I have to rewind the TV?
There's nothing and going on like, at this
rant. Was Phaedra about to cry? Talk about there is history.
It's history.
There's history.
Ma'am.
Here at the Black Cowboy History. Girl!
Nothing has taken place to make you well up.
Because you did not cry when you was walking through the Underground Railroad on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Didn't.
But you crying about Black Cowboys,
look,
girl.
You pulling out receipts.
You know, I'm a receipt king.
But you know what? Is the Black Cowboy, is he not an AfterBuzz host? I could have sworn I've seen him.
Which is the younger guy?
Is.
The Black Cowboy.
I just followed him today on Instagram. I gotta see.
I think he's an AfterBuzz host.
Oh my God, he might be.
I'm serious. Yeah, we gotta find that.
We gotta reach out to him. He could have been a special guest today.
Yes.
Still can be.
Still can be.
We got plenty of episodes left.
We can ask him, maybe come next week.
Hit him up on Instagram.
Right, I will. Well, speaking of hitting people up, Tyler, you got something for the After Buzzers?
Sure. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality shows, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Now, by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you to help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments below, and we'll thank you on air. Now, thanks for being the best fans ever and helping us be the ESPN of talk.
Thank you so much, AfterBuzzers. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share. If you listen to our podcast, give us 10 stars or 5 stars.
You can give us 10. You can give us 5 twice. You can give us 5 twice.
Double up on the 5. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you guys shout us out in the comments. So we love to talk to our fans, you know. And so back to the show. So Tamar and Tawanda. Tawanda pops up.
First of all, I hate a pop up, but continue.
Tawanda pops up at Tamar's house. Mm-hmm. So Tamar makes her grand entrance back onto the show because we haven't seen much of her in the past. You know, in the past, so she makes her grand interest onto the show. So Tamar is kind of standing her ground about why she's distancing herself from her family, talking about her being a single mother, finally saying the D word, finally saying that she's getting a divorce, and that she just does not need the extra drama. So what did y'all think about Tamar and Tawanda's meeting?
I mean, I feel for Tamar going through all of that. I've never gone through a divorce. I've never been a single mother. And I could imagine that's very stressful on top of the stress of your sisters and the show and all of that stuff. So I feel for her. But at the same time, like, I mean, I'm happy she's agreeing to go to the Iyala meetup. But it's just like, you know, I understand.
Let me tell you, when you got a new love in your life and man is doing everything he's supposed to do and making you feel like the woman that you are, you don't really have time to deal with like other people's stuff. Like, all you really care about is your stuff. You know how it is when you get a new relationship and you just block everybody else out and you just be tunnel vision into that situation. So I think that's bigger than anything else. I think that's why Tamar is just like, I don't have time for y'all right now.
But this relationship's only 2 weeks old.
I don't get that's what that's
but
what
she's
I'm saying.
In love.
That's,
we've didn't you haven't been Wendy?
But it is 2 weeks.
I can't use there's a word that goes in front of this. You haven't been matized and it just be all about that.
Well, I think she is body matized because
body matized. I like that.
Because of what she had before prior to.
But she likes big men.
He's not.
Oh.
She said she like I'm big, but this guy that she's with now is not big.
She was so upset when Vincent was trying to lose weight. She was not feeling that.
I think she was just, you know, like you get with somebody and you be like, oh, I love guys with brown hair. Love guys with brown hair. No, you just like this guy with brown hair. So I think that she more so just liked
Vince.
Big Vince.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she like bigger guys.
And then also to be a supportive wife, you're not going to really be like, yeah, I want him to lose 300 pounds. Like, you got to keep saying, I love you the way you are. Because you want him.
Yeah, but you got to push them to be better. Like, come on, babe. Well, that's what,
if she's the cook, if she's the cook, okay, I don't give you 3 steaks. You only get a half a steak. Like, you do subtle things, but you can't, like, knock his confidence. Because as a man, once you knock our confidence, we can't do all the things that y'all want us to do.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
We both like, oh.
Did you catch that note? Did you catch that?
Did you write that one down?
I did. I'm putting this in my notes right now. Okay.
But I feel like, okay, with Tamar and Tawanda meeting up, you know, they finally discuss the fact of bringing Iyanla into the family circle. Mm-hmm. Tamar discusses, you know, how she doesn't want to be the target when they meet up with Iyanla, which is absolutely crazy. I guess we'll talk about that during predictions. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely crazy that she even thought that she would be the target. Which I think that I would have assumed that a lot of the anger that's between all the sisters kind of stems from Tamar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because of her derogatory commentary towards Tracy all the time, you know, calling Tracy names and, you know, telling Tracy she's dead to them. And, you know, it always seems like every bit of family drama has something attached to Tamar.
Yeah.
You don't hear about Tawanda and Trina getting into it. Tawanda and Tracy getting into
Trina
it.
Trina and Tony.
You don't hear about that. It's always Tamar and somebody else.
Yeah.
So, to me, when you're the, like, spoiled rotten apple of the bunch, you're the one that has to be, you know, kind of fixed. Mm-hmm. So, I think it was very interesting. And I feel like Tawanda was a perfect sister to have this conversation with her. Because Tawanda knows how to gently talk to Tamar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so what y'all think?
I think the only two people that can really talk to Tamar, are Tony and Tawanda. They're the only, she's going to run over Tracy. She's going to run over Trina.
Her and Trina are just going to start arguing.
But then also, I feel like, and I love, I love Tamar. I love you. I love me some Tamar. However, part of the reason why I love her is because she is the one that has the drama. She's the one that argues with everyone. She's the one that, like, always has something to say. And she always, in turn, feels like people are ganging up on her.
Yeah.
And they're not. It's like when you come after somebody and they start defending themselves and they start, like, saying, no, 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 it's not this, is that. That's not them attacking you. Mm-hmm. You brought this up. I'm just addressing you because of what you brought up.
And I could see how that could be a little fearful when you're going to be meeting up with Iyanla, who pulls that truth out and does not hold back. And she has no relationship with you all. No, so it's just like, you're in for a journey.
And sometimes when you're in bigger families, when you're like a younger sibling, you do always have a spice about you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, my little brother has always been spicy because he's always felt like he had to, like, you know.
Oh, spicy?
Yeah.
Is his name Ricky?
No. His name's Cabell.
Hey, Cabell.
He always feels like he had to, like, prove something, you know what I'm saying, to compete with.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it was even a competition, but he always wanted to be, you know, with us. Always wanted to kick it with us. So he always felt like he had to fight for his spot, which he never had to. But being that younger sibling, he always felt like he had to.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Tamar's the same way. I feel like she just feels like she always wanted to fit in with her sisters. But she always felt like she probably had to argue with them or fight with them to kind of fit in.
That's true.
That's a good perspective.
Yeah. That's the way I look at it. You know, I was trying to look at it like from a positive standpoint.
I mean, but we're going to see y'all pull it out.
I can't wait. That episode is going to be amazing.
It is.
Crazy. Well, let's get into news and gossip.
Oh, well, since we were talking about Tamar.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so since we were talking about Tamar finally discussing the whole divorce with Vince, and we're finally hearing that D word, it clearly must be really over because Vincent has been hospitalized for gout in his elbow, and Tamar did not go visit.
That is crazy.
Or show her concerns.
Listen, it's only gout and it's only his elbow. I'm not making this trip across town sending traffic either.
Well,
sending traffic for
it. You know what this LA traffic is like?
But he was very emotional about that in their own show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had like their own little arguments regarding the gout and how Tamar wasn't sympathetic or empathetic about it. So,
would you go see your ex in the hospital? Not for a life threatening. This isn't a life threatening issue. If your ex broke his leg or has gout or his arthritis was acting up, would you go see him in the hospital?
Y'all, my ex just told me he had cancer.
Well, that's life changing.
I send the traffic. I'm sorry.
Well,
but that's a different story.
If my ex financed my future, then I
at
would
one
be
point,
at yeah. one point. Would, been still the deal for her for a lifetime.
Well, that's right, child support.
So I would go see him. Because, I mean, he's... No matter what it is.
But this is so fresh.
If he didn't have a partner, and if I was in a new relationship, I would hope, and that's the father of my children, I would go see him.
I didn't think about that.
I would go see him.
You're right.
From that perspective. But
I
if
like your mindset.
But if you're just like a... if you were just like a boyfriend and we was dating for a couple months, something like that, then no. But if we had that type of attachment, like a child and history, then I would have went to go see him. But I think Tamar was trying to prove a point.
Yeah, my answer would have... I would have gone also.
Yeah, I think she was proving a point.
Y'all are so sweet. Y'all are so kind.
But I think Tamar...
But I'm still cool with... We talked about this last show. I'm still cool with my exes, so of course I'm going.
I'm not. I mean, you just gonna have to, you know...
Mm-mm. I feel like this, but I do feel like this. I'll say this again. I think Tamar was trying to prove a point. She was probably trying to show him, like, look, we're done. I can't be there for you no longer, like, every step of the way. I'm trying to build a future with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell y'all something. I give Tamar another 12 months. She having a baby by this man.
Oh.
By the new guy.
Another 12 months.
She probably had a baby in 8 months. She might be pregnant now.
Does she want another baby? She did say she wanted another.
She said she wanted more children with him.
And she said she was in love with this man.
She did. She did use the L word.
The babies come when you in that beginning stages. So I do think that she'll probably have a baby by him.
Okay, well, since we're still talking about Tamar, we know that Iyala is also suing them because of Tamar's comments. So I
want to
say maybe...
Tamar called Iyala the devil. She called Iyala the devil, and she questioned whether or not Iyala fixed my life was truly around to fix people's lives or to, allegedly, or to destroy people's lives.
Where does Iyala fix my life air? What network?
So it was on OWN Network. So this is where, let me tell y'all something. You do not mess with Oprah's money, Oprah's shows, or Oprah's staff.
Period.
So the letter that I read that was released by Iyala, Iyala was getting OWN attorneys involved, as well as her OWN attorneys involved. So Tamar, you gotta watch Tamar, it when you mess with a piece of Oprah.
Well, this, I don't know if this, I'll let you finish.
No, go ahead.
I don't know if this falls into news, but it just dawned on me that last Friday, remember Tamar used to be on The Real. I was at Adrian Bylone's house, and Jeannie and all of them were there, and it was just a fabulous thing. I just wanted to throw that in. Just wanted to name
it. So you wanted to brag? That's all. We already had this argument, though.
We did. He cussed me out. It's fine.
But yeah, I think that's kind of crazy that, I think Tamar, you have to watch it when you talk about certain people.
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age, you know, especially, and Iyala cares very much so about her brand.
Oh, very
and
much.
The legacy she's trying to leave.
Yeah.
Because
she's really out here helping people. Heal. Mm-hmm. And so I don't like when people come for Auntie Iyala because...
Don't come for Auntie Iyala.
And she already told y'all, I lost it all and I had to rebuild. I'm not losing it all.
I'm not losing again.
Especially on somebody else. Oh, no.
She's going to take you out and take some of what you got.
Iyala don't play.
A lot of, she don't play.
And she, this isn't new to her or anything. I'm sure, you know, she's a businesswoman. But before all of this, she was working as a... I don't know what exactly she was right now, but she worked in the law field.
So. I think was she a lawyer? I think she was a lawyer.
Paralegal.
She was something. Okay, cool. Well, that's enough for news and gossip. Okay. So let's get into our special segment, Relationship Talk with Jay Lamar.
Can we get some sexy light?
Right.
It's like candy coated nights.
A little dim.
That would be nice.
Come on.
Oh, Beyonce jealous playing in the background. So on this week's episode of Relationship Talks with Jay Lamar, it stems from at the Black Ranch, Tiffany Pollard, aka New York, was really, really, really jealous of Tracy talking to Flavor Flav. She had Phaedra Parks had to coddle her and get her together. So the question this week is jealousy healthy for relationships?
I went the first time.
Oh, you're going to put it on me?
Last time. So you take this one.
He in his own.
He is. This is jam right here.
I
see a Beyonce this weekend.
I was about to say, because he went to the concert this weekend. the interesting thing is, at the very beginning, I keep going back to the very beginning of a relationship, all that jealousy, it's all cute. It's like, oh, you know, you're getting jealous because I'm talking to somebody. You think I exchanged a number or whatever. However, with a huge comma, after the second week, it is tired and played. And I can't deal with somebody that's jealous. I can't. Because you meet, especially in LA, especially in the industry, you meet too many people. You're constantly networking. You're constantly exchanging numbers. And there's no need for jealousy. And for me, until you do something that causes me to then question your honesty, I'm not a jealous person. But once I get to that point and every time your phone goes off, I'm like, okay, who is that? I just make my exit because I can't deal with that.
Woman's perspective.
See, I like that too because I'm not a jealous person. And I don't want to be with someone who is because I like to live my life with non-attachments and things like that. So once you start showing that you're a little too possessive, it's already showing like red flags. And just like you were saying, if I didn't do anything to, you know, make you think that I would be exchanging numbers or playing around, then you shouldn't be pressing that issue.
Right.
And for Tiffany, it's just very different because they have been separated for six and a half years. And there's no reason to be jealous of Tracy because bro told you he has a girlfriend.
And both and Tiffany and Flavor are both in relationships. So how are you going to be jealous?
I don't know. Fake. I said that last week.
So from my perspective, I think as you said, Tyler, jealousy in the beginning is cute. But what you always want to pay attention to in the beginning, if the jealousy is excessive, then I don't think that you should continue a relationship with that person. Yeah. In the beginning, it is cute to say, oh, who are you over there talking to?
Like, what you worried about?
You worried about me. You know what I'm saying? My phone ring. I mean, I used to play those little games. I would set like a little alarm in my phone. I let my phone ring like, oh my God, I gotta take this. Let me step outside. Just to see.
Can we wrap this up? I need to get away
from
this world.
But I want to see how jealous you are.
Wow.
And then I'll gauge it from there. But I think that if a person, you know, let me put on my dating coach hat. I do think if a person is excessively jealous, it's not a healthy situation. But I think you do at times want to know that that person does genuinely care.
Yeah.
But they don't have to act jealous to care.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we get that kind of confused.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they don't care about me. They're not going through my phone. They're not checking up on me. Like, they don't have to act jealous to care.
Right.
There's different ways to care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? And then especially like what you're saying, like if it ever gets to a point where I am feeling like I have to check your phone or someone else is checking my phone,
that's
and constantly
irritating.
Doing all of that
Let
stuff,
me tell you.
Then we just don't need to be together.
I don't want anybody to go through my phone because
I need to write a book.
The messages that I send my like best friends and stuff that we talk about during the day, those are like, that's secretive.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody read that and the screenshots and the stuff that we see in.
Yeah.
My thing is like
juicy.
Nowadays, though, a lot of us have group messages, so sometimes you're not even like really interacting, but the thing is just going off. So there's no need to be jealous about it. I don't have time for that. But like I said, once I get to a point when every time your phone goes off, I'm nervous or like, you know, I have anxiety or something like it's time for me to go and I'll make my exit.
Right.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for tuning into Relationship Talk with Jay Lamar. Let's get into this week's predictions.
Now, you're after Buzz TV prediction.
So I predict that they're going to gang up on Tamar and she's going to get mad, period.
Boom.
What y'all predict?
I was just going to say, well, at least Ayala is going to be pointing it out. Okay, well, what's going on over here? Well, Tamar. Well, what's going on over here? Well, Tamar. Well, what's going on? Well, Tamar said.
That part.
So I think it's going to be like a Tamar situation.
Yeah.
A Tamar show.
I predict that Miss E and Ayala are going to get into it. I feel like Ayala is going to call Miss E out on coddling her girls and all of that, and that's gonna push a button for Miss E, because you know they keep saying somebody has it out with Yanla. I think Miss E is the wild card.
Interesting.
Because, you know, she don't ever attack her parenting skills, and these are my girls, and even though her girls are jacked up, like, you know.
Oh, that's interesting. I can't wait to see that.
That is a good point.
That's a good point, Tyler.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I had time to think about, I had the whole show.
You did have the whole show? Well, thank you guys so much for joining us for the Braxton Family Values After Show. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms at IamJLamar.
Yes, and you can get your entire life following me on all social media at The Tyler Tyson.
Yes, and I mean, I don't know if you're going to get your entire life, but you're going to get something if you follow me at Imani Ajak and at ImaniJTV.com, where I'm covering everything pop culture and news.
And her life is lit. Thank you guys for joining us. See you next week.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.